Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Erevin 4, talking about the idea of something very little having a profound effect. Look what the Gemara says here on 4a3. We learned in a Mishnah, a human bone from Oholos, the size of a barley kernel, imparts tuma to a person through contact or through being carried by the person, even if he does not touch it directly. But it does not impart tuma through being under a common roof. The idea being, as explained in the notes, that the idea of the bone, the little bit of the bone, and we're here talking about a tent, the corpse itself or certain parts thereof impart tuma even by common presence under one roof. Among these parts are larger bone fragments, such as the skull of the spine that is intact, a quarter cob of bones, a majority of the corpse 248 bones, like 125 bones, or two shanks and a thigh bone together, and see Ahalos. When I hear this idea, when we're reading this idea, it brings to mind the idea how you can have a small action, a small deed, a small gesture, a small word, or a small anything in the world, a small effect, can really have large consequences and far-reaching capabilities. You think about the idea of just giving the time of day to someone that doesn't usually get it, or giving a thank you, or giving a hello to someone that doesn't usually get it, and it really could change their entire day. One small kind act can really change the world. The butterfly effect talks about how, lahavdil, you could do something in one part of the world and the whole other side of the world could be affected, and they say the butterfly effect talks about how a butterfly flaps its wings one side of the world and like a whole storm, tornado, hurricane or the like is picked up on the other side of the world, that Hashem causes actions, a huge action to start from something small on one side and can really lead to bigger things on another side. So if you go and you involve yourselves and interact with people. You talk to the barista who gives thousands of people their orders at Starbucks or Dunkin' or the like, and they talk to you and you talk to them, you actually give them the time of day, you literally can change their entire day. Think about the gas attendants who fill up the cars for many, many, many people, and you talk to him. The idea we talk about so many times, how the gas attendant was heartbroken when he heard of a rabbi passed away, because that rabbi would give him the time of day every time he saw him. Nobody else would talk to him or care about him, ask him about his life, ask him about his family. You do a small act, a small action, could really make a big difference, could really make a world of a difference. Just as a tiny human bone can impart tuma, a huge contamination to a whole person or clothing or rooms or other people, so too lahavdil, a little act, a small act, can really have far-reaching consequences and effects, especially for the good. Do what you can to do one small act, one at a time, to really make the world a better place and have a real effect on the world. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 5 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.